Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Alameda County DA Pamela Price is facing criticism from within her department and from a judge over her policy to seek less jail time for convicts whenever possible. And in some cases, her staff is protesting in their own way. Phil, what are you hearing?
Well, tell me if this sounds familiar. New district attorney elected on a progressive platform with a pledge to disrupt the system and implement more equitable outcomes in jury trials, with the idea of making up for past grievances.
Didn't work out so well in San Francisco.
Exactly. But it's actually Pamela Price as well over in Alameda County. She was elected at 53% of the vote, so she won fair and square. She ran on the idea of changing the system, but her changes have caused some frictions. There's been a mass exodus from her office, either people resigning or her putting them on leave. There's objections to her policy, which has been put out there, to seek probation or the lowest form of prison time for crimes, as opposed to raising the bar and then bargaining down. And most recently, she had an Alameda County judge, Mark McCannon, reject a plea deal that her office had worked out with a man accused of killing three people that basically would have allowed him to serve the 8 years of time served he's serving right now on that and other charges. The judge said, I don't like it. I don't think this is right. And that's caused quite a stir.
You know, it's like San Francisco looking in the mirror, really. Is the outcome going to be the same? Any rumblings of a possible recall?
Already there are rumblings of a possible recall. But, I mean, you know, she was elected on this. It wasn't like she did a sleight of hand or had a change. So the voters of Alameda County should know what they put in the office. Now, there's going to be people that are upset with this, and there are people that are going to be talking about recall and such like that. That's down the line. But what we're already seeing is this tension going. If you're going in there and you say, okay, right now the rap is that she's more concerned about the rights of defendants than she is the victims and families of victims of crimes. And her staff, two of them, have openly put in letters, I can't work under these conditions. This is against the ethics. This is not the way to run an office. I'm out of here. And I'd like to add that a number of them are going across the bay to San Francisco. She has brought in, at like Chester Bodine, public defenders to do the prosecuting. And I got to tell you, there's a big difference between being a public defender and being a prosecutor. Chester Bodine showed that. You don't know how to put a case together if you're a public defender. You know how to take one apart, but not necessarily how to put one together. So a lot of times the overall quality of the prosecutions drop. How this plays out remains to be seen. Alameda County is spread out. There's more conservative elements to it. But there's also, unlike Chester Bodine, you know, not a lot of immediate tension going on it right now. It's interesting to note that right next door, Contra Costa County has a progressive DA who seems to be doing just fine and getting reelected. Chester Bodine got himself recalled. Pamela Price, she's between those two, and her fate is, we're just starting to see it as this drama continues.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.